I'm here with the four captains of the SI girls lacrosse team. We're up in the press box before a boys game. And so let's go left to right. Kat Berry, Emma Knaus, Avery Priest, and Lizzie Wagner. So let's go down the line again and start with Kat. Tell me how long you've been playing lacrosse at SI and what position.
I've been playing lacrosse here at SI for 4 years, and I've played midfield all 4 years.
Emma.
I have also played lacrosse here for 4 years, and I play in the midfield, but I'm a primary attacker.
Avery?
I have played here for 4 years, except for 1 year. I was out for an injury, and I've played goalie all those years.
And Lizzie?
Same here. I've played for 4 years, and I play defense.
So let's take us through your most memorable moments this season so far.
My most memorable moment this year was in Colorado. When we went into double overtime against Cherry Creek and Gabby Noto, it was her first tournament back, and she scored the winning goal off of a diving shot. And then we all stormed the field.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Really, really exciting. I think that's the most exciting we've ever been. So that probably is my favorite memory, too.
Alongside that memory, I would have to say another highlight of our season was our game against Good Counsel when we were traveling back east in Virginia. Good Counsel was currently ranked, or was then ranked, as the fourth team in the nation, and coming out as the complete underdogs, we kind of defied all odds and really showed them what a California team can be made of. So it was a pretty cool experience to come that close to one of the top teams in the nation.
Similar to Emma, my most memorable moment was probably during that Good Counsel game. The energy on the sideline was something that was insane, and it was something that I'd never experienced before, and it was so amazing being a senior on that team and being able to share the moment with the rest of my teammates. It was pretty impressive and a cool experience to be a part of.
So you only have two games left this year. What are you going to miss about playing lacrosse here at SI?
I'm definitely going to miss our coach, Amy Harms. She's been a huge mentor in my life, and over the past 4 years, she's really gotten me to where I am right now. I'm going to miss the team camaraderie that we have. It's really something that's special and near and dear to my heart, so I'm going to miss my teammates and my coaches.
Yeah, I think that playing lacrosse at SI it's not just like the sport itself. It also comes with a culture. SI lacrosse is like very praised for that, I think, on both the boy and the girls teams. So we have like a bunch of traditions and things we'll do throughout the season, preseason, after the season. And there's just a lot of love and family and community enveloped in all of our teams and the way we do everything. And so I think that is something that I'm really going to miss about SI lacrosse in particular.
Along with playing for Harms and the traditions that we have, I'm really going to miss playing with the seniors. We are all on a travel team together, and I've played with these girls for a really long time all year round. And they've definitely made me a better player. And so I'm going to miss having them as my teammates and support system.
Yeah, with what Avery said, I've definitely met some of my best friends playing lacrosse and sports in general, and it's kind of nice that we're all going to college and a lot of us are in the same league, or we're going to find each other maybe in the NCAA tournament one day.
So why don't you guys tell me something about a teammate that inspires you?
A teammate that inspires me would have to be Avery Priest. She's our senior goalie on the team, and she has been a rock in our program for 4 years, and especially this year. She's our only goalie, and she's been there from start to finish and shows up anytime she can, and she's really been someone to keep the team together and definitely keep us going in our season.
I think that someone who has inspired me a lot this year would have to be Gabby Noto, because a lot of people know she is just recently, in the past few weeks, coming back from a year-long ACL injury recovery, and she's been going through a lot with that, having a bunch of complications, and to mentally, not only just physically endure that, but to mentally go through that struggle can be something that a lot of people don't really know how to experience or deal with, and she's just really taken it with a grain of salt and learned from the experience. And like we said earlier, she came back with a terrific game, double overtime score to win the game. And I think it's been really inspiring to see.
So what is your advice for an incoming freshman if they want to play lacrosse here at SI?
Well, as a lot of people know, SI has a pretty competitive lacrosse program, one of the best in California. So I think the main advice I would give to an incoming freshman is to put the work in. I think that everyone comes to learn playing lacrosse at SI around so many amazing athletes is that excellence doesn't come easy. It's definitely something you need to work for, and that starts right from the beginning of making the team, all the way throughout finishing your very last season. So I think that that means getting on the wall, putting the extra work in, getting the extra touches, and really doing it because it's something that you're passionate about.